Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Jisade. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patoon has reiterated that abduction and violence are unacceptable and will not be tolerated, asserting that authorities will act strictly in accordance with established procedures as the situation develops. Mr. Patoon made the statement after taking note of the safe release of Kieto Jimomi, head GB of Vikuho Village, and a businessman who was abducted earlier. The Deputy Chief Minister expressed relief over Mr. Jimomi's release and said he is now under care, while also acknowledging the trauma he has endured during the ordeal, assuring the government's commitment to ensuring accountability through lawful means. Mr. Patoon said those responsible for such acts would be dealt with as per the law. He also lauded the Naglim police for the swift and prompt action that led to the safe release of Mr. Jimomi. Mr. Patoon said the timely intervention reflects the police force's commitment to upholding public safety and responding decisively to acts of violence and intimidation. The Naglim government has appointed census officers for the Census of India 2027 across all jurisdictions in the state. According to a notification issued by the Home Department, deputy commissioners have been designated as principal census officers for their respective districts. All additional deputy commissioners' headquarters have been appointed as district census officers, while additional deputy commissioners with independent charge will function as subdivisional census officers for their respective subdivisions. Further, all subdivisional officers, civil and extra assistant commissioners, EACs, have been designated as charge officers for their respective circles or charges. In urban areas, chief executive officers, CEOs or additional deputy commissioners have been appointed as city census officers, while ADCs, SDOs, civil and EACs will function as town census officers within their respective jurisdictions. The Home Department informed that necessary orders in this regard will be issued by the respective principal census officers. More report.
Under the subsection 4 of the Census Act 1948, the appointed officers are empowered to appoint additional census officers within their respective jurisdiction. As per section 11 of the Census Act 1948, any census officers or any person lawfully refused to perform census duties or obstruct census work is punishable with a fine of up to 1,000 rupees. Upon conviction, the person may also be imprisoned for up to 3 years.
The Gandhi Shilp Bazaar, sponsored by the Ministry of Textiles, began at the town hall in Mogokchun yesterday. The bazaar was inaugurated by Additional Deputy Commissioner Mogokchun Atsungba Walling. Speaking at the event, Mr. Walling encouraged the public to visit the bazaar to support local and national artisans and to experience the rich cultural heritage reflected in the handmade products. The exhibition cum sale will continue daily until January 26 from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The event aims to provide a platform for artisans from various parts of the country to showcase their craftsmanship. A wide range of authentic handicrafts and handloom products are on display, offering residents of Mogokchun an opportunity to view and purchase traditional arts directly from the creators. A two-day mock disaster management exercise will be conducted in Chumukedema starting from January 29th. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman, District Disaster Management Authority, Chumukedema, Paulin John, stated that the exercise is aimed at strengthening disaster preparedness and ensuring effective coordination among all stakeholders, departments and agencies. The mock exercise will be organized in coordination with the 12th Battalion of the National Disaster Response Force, Kohima. The exercise will assess preparedness levels, response mechanisms and interdepartmental coordination during disaster situations. A tabletop exercise is scheduled to be held on January 29 at the DC's Conference Hall, Chumukedema, followed by a full-scale mock exercise on January 30th at the Chumukedema Village Ground. And the 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy is all set for kickoff in Assam today. A total of 12 teams will compete in the tournament, which have been divided into two groups of six teams each. Group A consists of holders West Bengal hosts Assam, Nagaland, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu, while Group B has Railways Services, last season's runner-up Kerala, Punjab, Meghalaya and Odisha. All the matches will be streamed live on FIFA Plus platform. The top four teams will advance to the knockout quarter-final rounds, which will be held on 2nd and 3rd of next month. The two semi-finals are built for 5th of February, with the grand final set for 8th of February. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.